All right, you can hear me okay too?
Yeah, am I sounding good? I'm not using the mic
yeah.
this time.
Yeah, you sound okay, good. Sweet. Sound really good. Well, what is going on, everybody? It's been a hot minute since I've kind of jumped on here. So I had the boy Jason come back. Obviously, he was a great episode when he first came on. I think this is episode 29 now. I think I'm going to say maybe 29, but I'm not 100. I have to go look, but I haven't uploaded an episode in like 3 weeks or something like that. And I've just like, you and I have kind of been chit-chatting about it. Like, I just like, like motivation kind of dropped. I finally hit 1,000 listens, which is
damn
fucking crazy thinking about it. Like when congrats, I started, like it was just, thank you, man. It was just, everyone else's help, dude. All the people that I've had on that have shared it and have been so cool with the support and people like reaching out. So like I said, I always appreciate it. It does mean a lot. So yeah, finally hit 1K listens, which was insane. It was just at 172, I think the number was a couple like a couple months ago, which is wild.
Yeah, dude, I was listening to your Hammer Butted with Nate, and you were at like 600, you said.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's sweet. I mean, I have it up on my phone right here, dude, because I tell you what, I get to work about an hour early before everyone else every day, and I throw the podcast on. So I've started at the beginning, and now I just got to the episode with Reedy.
Oh yeah, you did work all the way from the beginning though.
Oh, hell
that's
yeah,
fucking
dude.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah,
that's fucking,
you look
awesome.
At the little demographic, like if there's a little Spotify demographic, you'll see that little dot in Colorado Springs, like, man,
yeah,
that guy's showing up.
Yeah, that guy's, you know, showing up or showing out. I wanted to actually start this one off with a story that I don't know if I had told you yet. So a couple weeks ago I'm hanging out with some adults, obviously, and like there's obviously, you know how that goes with anything in this realm, a lot of them don't really understand a whole lot of it, especially like they like actually do it. Like a lot of adults obviously listen to podcasts, like that makes sense, but a lot of them don't know how it works and how the world works. And so I'm hanging out with some adults a few weeks ago, and it got let on that like I'm kind of like dumber than I actually am. And so like, and like, no offense to any of the adults involved, obviously I'm going to keep them nameless just because like who gave a shit if I even told who it was. But so like, it got let on that like, I'm basically just like a laborer. Like I'm only good like with my hands and working like with my hands. And so
who the hell?
So it got brought up, and it was one of those things where I just kind of like I said, like we've been talking a lot, I've been kind of trying to like deal with like react, like I don't react to things. Like if I sit back and wait, like I react a lot better but like I'm so impulsive on just being like old me would be like, no, actually I'm not just a fucking idiot that works my hands. Like I'm fucking, right. So like old me would like jump the gun and be like kind of like a psycho. But like I kind of sat there and just like kind of like was able to hold my tongue and just was like, yeah, like what, like, yep, that's me kind of thing. And just like let it ride. And then I eventually got on the topic of like running my own deal here, like running the podcast. And I was like, that's my dream, is to run my own podcast, stream video games. And I was like, I'm doing both of those right now.
Right.
And as I'm talking to these people, I was like, hold on.
Hey, take your time.
Yeah. So as I'm talking to these people, telling them about the podcast and everything, and they're like, well, how much money? The first question every adult asks is how much money you make from it, right?
Get the fuck out of here.
So it's the first question that they ask. And it's because they both these people, they care about me. So I understand where it's coming from. And so I understood like where like the place was coming from was like, we want to make sure you're okay, but we don't want to outright like ask if you're okay. And so I knew it was coming from a good place, but I told them, I was like, truthfully, like I've been grinding for it for like around a year, and I've only made like just over $5. And it was tough to say, cause it's not like something that like I run around being like, yo, I've made, unless I'm joking about it on TikTok, I'm not like running around bragging that I've made $5 for my podcast. Right. But you think about it, dude, like you try to put it in perspective, That's an insane thing. Like, I never thought that I was going to be like, when I truthfully, when I started, I had an idea like, yeah, maybe this will go somewhere, but I never thought I'd actually be like pulling in any income whatsoever. So like, that was like motivation for me. So like, as I told them that I made just over $5, they right in front of me, they kind of looked at each other and started laughing. And so I just like, I'm sitting there and like, it was so demoralizing. And like, I've already been talking to you about like how bad I've already been struggling recently over these last couple weeks. And we can get into that in this episode too. But so they just like openly laugh right in front of me. And I'm just like, oh my God, they're like, and I had that moment kind of like, this is what every person that like is chasing their dreams, like kind of has to deal with at some point. Like people like obviously thinking it's like, they're so out of touch with what you're doing, but you're so hell bent and focused on what you want to have done. Like, and so they openly laughed, not really at me, but like that's kind of the vibe that it was like, oh, this fucking kid is just wasting his life away, basically, which I know that's taking it to an extreme. So I watched that happen. And I just kind of like digested it. And I was just like, I was able to play it off. But it was one of those things where like, it was another thing that like old me would just be like, what the fuck are you guys laughing at kind of thing.
Right.
But so I kind of just was like, yeah, like it sucks right now, but like shit like this, you have to legit stake consistent and you got to put content out for years before you catch a legit buzz. Like I'm not famous. I don't have any.
You're not twerking on TikTok, bro.
No,
you're,
I don't have
you
any.
Know you're working.
I don't have any clout like with the following to where like this is already a given, like with listens. Like I'm building this up from the ground up where only my friends are the ones sharing it. You know what I mean? Like I'm not sharing anything of my own work on social media because I'm not ready to come back to it yet. And so it's like, so then the conversation's kind of, and I know I'm kind of dragging this out, but yeah, I'm a storyteller.
No problem.
I'm a storyteller. Hey, what do you want me to do?
That's what we're here for, you know?
So, yeah. So I fucking, so I am going into it with them. And so they basically were like, okay, so like, so what all do you like, they were kind of like, what do you do? And so I was just telling them, yeah, I run the podcast myself. I do the editing myself. I upload everything myself. I take care of the YouTube myself. And I do all the streaming stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically were like, how? And I was like, what does that even mean? And me and my buddy, who I was telling the story to right after it had happened, were crying, laughing. Cause I was just like, what? I was like, what do you mean? How? And they were like, how do you even like, what do you like? Where's the podcast even on? I was just like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's on everything. And they were like, what do you mean it's on everything? I was like, what is this conversation right now? I was like, I'm so confused. They were like,
what's the age range of these people? Don't give me specifics. They'll dial it in. But are we talking like 30 to 50?
So
40 to 50.
So
like, I want to see the disconnect.
40 to 60.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm on the upper and then like towards the upper tier of that. So like 50.
Gotcha.
High 50s. Like, yeah. High 50s. I think somewhere in the 50s. But I'd have to ask to be for sure. But yeah, right. so that's the thing. And it's two people that are just that are super like that are super successful in their own careers. And like I said, like they're close to me, so they do care about me. So I knew it was coming from that. Like, that's just the tough thing with like the older generation. It's like they don't know how to.
There's a disconnect. There,
exactly.
You know?
Huge.
There is.
So it was. So after that, I was just like. Like, yeah, like I hate, like, does it suck? Yeah. And they were like, so when do you find time to do this? Like, it's probably pretty chill. Like with you working at nights, you can kind of do whatever during the day. And I was like, no, I was like, that's not how it is. I was like, I still have to sleep at some point. That's another annoying thing that like I deal with a lot with working nights is that people are like, oh, it's gotta be so dope. You just chill during the day and then go work at night. I'm like, no, it is the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Like,
That's not how it works at all.
No, I was like, I still have to sleep. I don't see or talk to anybody during the day because I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. And when you go into work at night, everyone's like winding down and going to bed. Like I've missed so many good like games of sports and like my mental health has just been dragging. Like I said, I've been in close contact with you this entire time. So I finally had to put my 2 weeks in and got a new gig, which is super dope. So nice, I'm just kind of, yeah, I'm supposed to go to Columbia. I leave for Columbia tomorrow. And then I work a few more days until I take the second half of next week off before I hopefully start my new gig. So I'm super excited.
What about them golf clubs? I gotta ask.
Hopefully still gonna get them. I locked it in before I had even left Wyoming that I had gotten my certain amount of days to be able to get them. And so sweet. And if me like moving on is gonna like disgruntle anybody, which I don't think it is, it's like I tried to come back in December and I wasn't able to come back. So it's like that's not my fault, you know what I mean?
No.
Like so regardless, that's where we're at. And I'm super excited to start something new on an opposite schedule, like, and be a normal functioning adult. But yeah, to finish up that story. So they were just like appalled that I did everything, and they don't even know like all the things that I'm taking care of. You know what I mean? And so it was just a huge like disconnect. And, but it was a funny conversation to look back on after it was over. Like I said, me and my buddy were laughing pretty hard, and it was a funny story to tell, but it was one of those things where it's like, and anyone listening, I just kind of want you to like just sit for a second and just kind of like look around, like where you're at. Like, even if you have to go listen to this in your car, just go chill somewhere like separate. And just like, if you're dealing with some shit right now, just know that everything is, it's going to pass. It's like, you're going to be okay. I know you're probably like I said, I've been worked up now for fucking weeks, dude. I don't know why you're still responding to my messages, but it's just like,
that's what I'm here for, man.
Yeah.
You can have a half-assed friend that answers half the time, or you can have a friend that answers all the time. I mean, I got my phone in my hand. My screen time tells me quite a bit. So yeah, I'm trying to drop that.
Real. Yeah. For real. So it's one of those things where it's like, just like, if you have a dream or a goal, because that's kind of where I'm at now in my life. I'm getting to the point now where at 26, it's just like, why am I not doing what I want to be doing? Like, this may never go anywhere. This may never do anything, but I'm having a good time doing it. So why should I give a fuck what anyone else thinks about me doing this? Like, I'm not bothering anybody by doing it. You know what I mean? I'm not interjecting myself into other people's lives. Like, a lot of these people, they're coming to me and wanting to do this, which is super cool. So it's like, why? Like, but for most people, like, a lot of these people that are probably talking shit about this podcast and be like, oh, this is so cringe, he's doing this, or like, why is he venting his feelings on the internet? Just like, truthfully, like, sometimes I don't even know. And I think a big part of what I've been feeling the last couple of weeks is a lot of like anxiety towards me being open online, like me being open on this podcast and be like venting about you shit I've gone through, shit that I'm working on. But it's like, I'm just being, one thing like you can't tell me is that I'm not being authentic and being me. Like, that's like one thing, right? That, like, no one can come and check me and be like, dude, you're not a real fucking person, like, you're fake as fuck, and be like, look at my cringe ass podcast, it doesn't get any listens. Like, dude, listen to the shit that I say on there. Like, tell me that that isn't me being fucking real. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got two things to say to that.
Okay.
First off, $5. Like, if you think about that, like, okay, yeah, I've only made $5 in a year.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty big. Like if you think about that, you're still reaching an audience. You still have hit these goals. Like, you didn't start making money on your first episode.
No.
And then second, the people that are, oh, this is cringe, this is, you know, what's he doing on here? They're still tuning in. There's something about it. So whatever the issue is there, I mean, you know, they either don't have it and they want it, you know, what you're doing, or they're supporting you. And either way, it's like, whatever.
Exactly.
Let them do
their
thing.
It's a good point. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I think like I go through these phases of getting this anxiety that comes in waves, and it's because of society's idea of what I'm supposed to be already at 26. You know what I mean? Like, I get these things, and that's why like social media has kind of been like almost like it's almost doing its own job of keeping me away, because I know if I go on it, I'm going to see these people who are my age that are either already married or getting engaged, getting the house, getting the dog, getting the, It's just like getting the new vehicle. It's just like, not necessarily me comparing, but me like being like, should I start to panic and like hurry to settle down type mm-hmm. of feel, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like one of those things where it's like, I have to, and I finally today, it's because I know I have a super sick like vacation coming up that I'm about to check off like a major bucket list spot. I'm going with one of my best friends that I haven't seen in a while, just taking a step back from work and just kind of like just trying to be as present as possible. And it's just one of those things where I think it was society's, like the pressure of society always gets to me, and it's so annoying mm-hmm. that it does, but it's just me being real. Like, it's just like, it's been overclocked the last couple days to the point where it's like, I thought I was going to be like stuck like that. You know what I mean? Like, I was nervous that I was going to be like, okay, I have to go back to therapy now because I'm stuck, like overthinking like crazy that like, I just won't dial back. But thank God today I was like, yo, I'm just getting a little bit too high and being a psycho. so it's like one of those things where it's like, okay, I know I understand like what's happening. And I'm like, this is, I know what I want to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it, thank God that I have at least an idea of what my dreams are. There are so many people that are out there that don't know what they want to actually do. So like, to those mm-hmm. people, if you are like anyone who is listening, like legit take a second and think about the shit that you actually want to be doing. Like, what is your actual dream? And like, kind of just like be completely present and be completely like honest with yourself, like wherever you're at, like pay attention to everything around you, like your feet on the floor, like where you're sitting, like that kind of shit. Be completely present and be like, and just like ask yourself, like, why aren't you, you don't got to get it anytime soon, but like, what are you doing to work towards your own dream?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Even building a routine.
Exactly.
You know, around that self-awareness. And, you know, like you said, feeling your feet on the ground. Like, dude, I feel you on the anxiety. I don't ever really talk about it, 'cause I'm like, everyone has anxiety, you mm-hmm. know, but dude, my anxiety kicks my ass. And a lot of times it's,
'cause you and I text like, about it all the time. Yeah. And it's just like, dude, it's so comforting as like a man our age being like, mm-hmm. thank God I have someone who's like such a good friend, like for me and to me, that like we're going through this same shit together, to where it's like, dude, do you know what the fuck is going on? And you're like, no,
but we're in it.
And I don't know if we ever will.
Yep. We're neck deep in this shit.
So
that's just how it goes.
Yeah, man.
And the therapy idea, man, such a good idea. I actually just started looking at local therapy places in the area and making some calls, you know, what's going to take my insurance.
Yeah.
So just
always
because
always a good thing to check out for sure. Yeah, because it's expensive. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's typical America finding a way to like what's really the issue here and trying to milk as much profit out of it as possible.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these like people that are, at least that I've dealt with in the industry, like they don't like, obviously they should be like compensated fairly for what they deal with. But a lot of them are like, I hate how this business is. Like I've had mm-hmm. it straight up. They're like, I hate that it's so like such a hassle and so expensive to get help like this. And like a lot of them are like, but my hands are tied. Like I physically can't do anything. And that's why like, it's not a sponsor, but like hopefully one day like BetterHelp is definitely, it's something that I've been putting off looking at because I keep mm-hmm. up this illusion with myself that I'm so busy I can't take a second to look at my options. I'm too busy.
Right.
I don't. And it's just like, that's not true. It's just like, I can tell by how wild my anxiety is, by how long my room has been a fucking disaster. Like my mm-hmm. room has been a disaster for like over a week and a half now. And it's just like,
what's your thing? Like, if you're anxious, what do you do? 'Cause mine, I'm on the other side. Like, dude, I clean. Like my wife has got to be, you know, getting tired of me. Like I'll be like,
just
okay,
you just keep cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. I sweep and mop like 5 times a week.
I wish. Easily. I wish that was me. My thing is I get so worked up that I think it does the opposite to me. I get lazier.
Mm-hmm.
I get lazier and lazier. And I don't, it's annoying. Cause like they're like, I can't tell. I've been saying for a week and a half now, like, hey, I'm going to go home and clean my room. So it's just a bunch of clean laundry that I just keep shifting from my bed to the floor, to the bed, to the floor, and just be like, yeah, I'll take care of that today. Then I don't take care of it that day. And then I'm like,
but you're
yeah,
also burnout. Based on just our conversations, your job, you're burnout. You're not seeing the sun as much as you like. We've had this conversation too, even the vitamin D, like every doctor says nobody has, you know, the vitamin D they need. And it's like,
no,
I wonder.
I even started supplementing it.
Yeah. Like, I wonder how, like the statistics in terms of depression, anxiety, you know, other mood disorders. I wonder how that looks with someone getting as much vitamin D, you know, vitamin C, as much as they need. Like, I mean, it's right here on my table. I actually just started a multivitamin.
See, there we go, dude.
I was looking up what we're, you know, males our age, what we're short on. And so I went to the vitamin shop and got some.
There we go. Yeah. It's one of those things, dude, where, cause I was telling you, I was on like a 2 week absolute tear of being super, super motivated. And this was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I was on an absolute tear of being crazy motivated where I was killing it in the gym. I was, staying consistent on the podcast. This was like right before I kind of stopped for a few weeks. And I was crazy consistent with like streaming for at least a few hours every day.
I remember it, yeah.
And through that entire like 2 week period, I think I was averaging 2.5 to 3 hours of sleep a day. Still working my 10-hour nights.
Oh my God.
Working out for an hour and a half. And then just like basically ODing on caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hitting that 2 week point and being like, if this is what it costs to like make it, like, then I don't know. And I'm like a pretty grit type person where like,
right,
like I can, like, I need to work harder. Like no one's coming to save me type of person. Mm-hmm. But I had a legit, like, I had like a, like legit thoughts of like, if this is what it takes for me to make it, then maybe I don't want to make it.
Yeah.
I was, because everything around me was crumbling, dude. Like I was having such a tough time balancing anything else outside. Like, I love working hard and work on the shit that I want to work on. Like, this is, mm-hmm. this is fun to me. Like, it was not hard for me today, finally, for me to be like, okay, let's line this up and let's knock this out. And I was like, okay, finally, like we're making headway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was dragging ass too with it for a little bit. My bad.
Yeah, but like, no, dude, you're all good. It's cause like every time you bail, like, or not like you bail, but like every time mm-hmm. it didn't work out, I was low key like, oh my gosh, like, thank goodness. Like he wasn't able to make it. Cause I truthfully didn't really want to do it. And I was mm-hmm. just like, oh, maybe in a few days, like we'll be able to line it up and I'll be feeling better. And it, like, that's truthfully what it was. Every time it didn't work out, I was like, oh, thank God. But I don't know why that's happening now. Like I've done 27 episodes, 28 episodes or whatever it is before this. And then like, but like more recently, like the upper part of those, like 15 and up or whatever, have been like the most momentum gain. And then all of a sudden I just a few weeks ago just hit a wall. And I think I fried myself out on that 2 week just absolute grind session to where I've never felt worse physically and mentally. And that was kind of like the tipping point for me with working nights. It was mm-hmm. at that 2 week point where I was like, if I'm going to work this hard, that's fine, but I cannot do it working nights. I was like, mm-hmm. My mental health is not good enough to where I can try to find a few hours of sleep during the day, completely fuck up my circadian rhythm and try to sleep opposite when you're not supposed to be. And then still trying to stay awake and fight your body and mind all night long and not go insane.
I always advise my friends against it. You know, I got friends that are like, night shift isn't too bad. I think I could swing it. They got that extra $2 of pay per hour. And I'm like, dude, don't do it. I worked at UPS for like 4 to 5 hours a night at most.
Yeah.
And that still, you know, that still messed me up a little
100%.
Like, yeah.
And did you just, did you ever do like the seasonal like help for them or?
Dude, no, I got screwed on that. So I started like in October, maybe like July. It was like July. And I worked there, and then come like, you know, November when it starts getting busy, they'd offer that like $300 bonus per week.
Yeah.
And because I was already there full time, well, I guess part time, but you know, I was there permanently.
You wouldn't get that bonus.
They didn't give it to me, dude. And I'd have all these bums around me. You know, no offense, but like some people don't.
Know how to work, dude, you know? No offense taken, because it's so true, especially in those jobs where they're like almost baiting people that aren't like those jobs are so enticing to people that don't really have a lot going on.
That did you work at that one in Rockford? Right,
I did. I worked at the warehouse over the holidays once.
I worked there for 2 years,
and it was, I don't think I would have minded it as like a permanent gig. Like I could have swung where I was for like 4 tens, like during the day, that wouldn't have been a bad gig.
Yeah.
But at that time when I did the holiday season help bullshit, I was a full-time student at RVC, which already sucks, 'cause I hate school.
Mm-hmm.
And so on top of that, I was working part-time at the mall in Rockford. I was in recruit class for Byron Fire. So that was two classes a night, like Monday and Thursday from 6 to 10 at night. Mm-hmm. And so both of those days I would have to go to UPS after I got off at 10 PM.
Yep.
And so I got to have class like all morning to the early afternoon, have like a 2 hour period to either nap or do homework. Never chose to do homework.
Right.
And ever chose to do homework.
Wasn't even a question, you know?
Nope. I was like, not even going to crack this fucking book open, 'cause I don't care. And yeah, I had like another job that I can't even remember. I had already had like, I was in recruit class, so I was like making money from that. But, and I was obviously working towards getting on part-time at the fire department. But then on top of that, I was working like two other shitty part-time jobs. And my mom, for some reason, got this insane idea that I needed this holiday, like,
right,
gig at UPS.
What do moms know?
And I'm just like looking at her going, you are fucking, I remember I tweeted when I went to the UPS office right by the warehouse to go get that job. Being like, well, I was like on the job hunt for job 4 now because Polly's never satisfied or some crazy shit like that. And I remember tweeting it and just being like, dude, like this shit is just not cool. And
I was working there with my mom.
My mom was a
shift supervisor. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
So she would like be on her little walkie talkie, like, hey, like send Jason over here. And I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Like what I do. Mom, yeah. Bro. What I do this time.
But dude, I totally relate to that. I was working at UPS and going to RVC full time. And then, so I would work there till about 4, run home, catch a nap. I had an 8 a.m. class, and then I would finish that, have another one. And then I'd go rough with my dad for the last part of the day.
Jesus Christ.
Get off there. Not going to get into it, but just go be an idiot with my buddies.
Oh,
get
for
basically
sure.
Basically no sleep. And
yep.
Keep going. Did that for 2 years. I even transferred to the one in Stevens Point when I finished my degree up there. I went there because, I mean, they paid for my entire Rock Valley. UPS did. That's like the one thing I'll give UPS. Yeah,
that is actually awesome.
They paid $5,000 towards my tuition at UW Stevens Point. So, I mean, it sucked, but for that part of it, it was worth it because they just cut you a check at the end. So, like, my mom paid for the school up front. She's like, all right, just give me the check. So
yeah,
I did spend a little bit of that money.
There we go. Yep. You
know, willy nilly, we'll put it. So it was.
Hey, nothing wrong with that though. I would have done the same thing though, dude. But it's one of those things. Like any company that like offers like continuing education is kind of dope. Like so, like they could eat like UPS. Like they're already so cemented like for forever. Mm-hmm. Like they could easily just be like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. But like,
right.
You know, like you also know, like it also makes me think with companies like that, like they're like, that's their way of getting, you know, tax write-offs and tax benefits is them being like, yeah, let's give all this money to these people for going to continuing education, when it's like, so they can keep their fucking pockets full. It's just like, it's all wild, like how much, like, just like how
there's a motive.
Yeah, everything. always. And so it just, like, it makes me laugh. But the fact they did, like, cover school is so dope. Like, yeah, it sucked at the time, but the fact, like, your mom was able to pay all that up front and then be compensated for that is pretty cool, like, for her, because she's like, yeah, let me send this fucking shithead kid off to college, yep, and I don't have to pay for it, because it's the same shit my parents were saying too, like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, this fucking moron sitting around.
I
know, home.
I couldn't believe it. I went in as a biochem major, and everyone was like, wow, okay, what are you going to do? I was like, realistically, just be a chemist somewhere. And then I took my first chem class in college, and I was like, nah, I'll be a social worker. That sounds like good. It's going to be fun. And here I am, miserable. So no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you're doing a dope service, though. It's people like you are, it's, because I don't think they really listen to the podcast, but like I was telling you right before we started, my buddy's wife is in social work, and just like seeing our crazy schedule is like on fires and stuff, and like just like the fire schedule is so nuts throughout the spring, summer, and fall, but her schedule is just insane, just her getting called to like random places to go pick kids up and shit, and just like deal with domestic disputes kids. And it's just like seeing that, it's just like, you guys are definitely a different breed for sure, but it's just like, it's such a needed thing. It goes so unnoticed too, which is bizarre to me. But
yeah, that you know, that was the biggest slap in the face. I went to school knowing that you're not gonna make much. It's not one of the higher, you know, paid professions. And you know, where I work now, the CNAs, the weekend CNAs make more than I do. And that's obviously, that's not a, you suck, I need my piece of the pie. It's more so, that's kind of a scaling issue there. I think they're getting paid a very appropriate wage.
Absolutely.
But you know, 4 years of school, I got some debt, you know, a degree, I think, you know, it should
even out a little bit, just because they're traveling and kind of going out on a limb by bouncing around, like, doesn't mean that
absolutely
you should be just getting, you know, ran over by their pay just because they're willing to relocate for a short period of time. So it's like, I get it. And like, shout out to like traveling nurses. Like, I mean, that's just,
oh, absolutely.
If you're doing that, like as a career, like, I know you're probably thrilled with the money that you're making, and that's awesome, because that is dope that you're able to go travel and then be compensated to be, 'cause like a lot of these people, they'll fuck you over by, you know, pushing your rent super high because they know how much these traveling nurses are making. So like, okay, let me pay off a little chunk of the mortgage off this travel. So it's like, but a lot of them are making such dumb money, like that doesn't even really matter. Right. But like, I know that they're exhausted when they're bouncing around place to place, and they don't like, 'cause I just running back and forth to Wyoming the last couple of years has just shown me like, oh my goodness. That's why when I got the offer again this year, it was so hard to turn down, but I just need to be somewhere for an extended period of time and not run back and forth to some, I couldn't pick up and then leave again another year.
There too.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And like, it was so hard to turn down, 'cause it was at that point too, where like I was really hitting a wall with work. So it was just really tough to shut it down and just kind of be like, yeah, no, I'm just going to stay here. And then now that I got this new gig coming up, I'm just kind of excited to, one, just overall be on a normal schedule. That's the biggest thing, dude, is like, I get to finally, like, I was like excited to tell like my friends, 'cause now we can play video games at night now. And like, I can get work done out of the way and not feel like I want to die when I get home. 'Cause that's like basically what it's like now. And just 'cause it doesn't matter how much you sleep, when you wake up around 5 or 6 PM, you already feel off.
Yep.
So it's like, you never wake up and you're like, ah, I feel so well rested and good. You're like, fuck, I have to now be up all night. Like that's how it is for me. And that's just me being real. Like, some people are like, yeah, like whatever. Not me. I'm like, this is the worst time to go into work ever. Like, there's either there's either, especially now in the playoffs, every time going into work, there's some fucking NBA game on that I'm missing the entire thing.
Yep.
And it's like, that's doable. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. Couldn't even get one dub. I mean, my God.
Horrible.
Yeah. And so, and then like all my friends are like in the group chat, like talking about getting on, like playing a game as I'm like driving into work. And it's just one of those things where it's, it just wears on you, and I'm so over it. So
it's a punch to the stomach, man. You walk into work, and it's like you want, you're kicking the nuts or you're punching the face, you know, and you just deal with it. It's like the worst. It's the worst. I, you know, the drive when I was working nights too was always the worst, because you're just like, fuck. It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm not gonna get out of this place until the sun's out again.
Yes.
It's just, it's sad.
It's so hard too to like, like even going to work, and that's it. That's the other annoying thing to me is when I'm driving into work, the weather here in Phoenix is always perfect.
Yep.
Every single time, because I leave for work around 6:25-ish, like 6:30 at the latest. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 6:35 at the very latest. And so when I'm going to work, the like, it's been, there's been a cold front that hit, ran through. So the weather has been legit perfect these last like 2 weeks. And so instead of like getting in the upper 80s, it's been like high 70s, like low, low 80s. And it's just been gorgeous. So you can tell how like there's cooler air around. Mm-hmm. But like at 6:30 when I'm driving and I'm on the highway, the sun's always setting over the Phoenix skyline. Like you just see the palm trees, you see like the glow of the sun, and it's just like, this is so euphoric, and I'm heading into fucking work.
Yeah. And it almost starts to feel depressing at that point. Like that beautiful thing is kind of begins to get ruined, because it's like a sign of, I sound so dramatic, but
yeah, despair, you relate it, you know? To going to work. Yeah. Like you relate this amazing like sunset to where like normal people can like, go out, like check it out, like go chill for a while and then go back home and relax and then go to sleep. I'm just like, that is what I want. Like I want to, like I said, with this new job, am I still going to love what I do? Probably not. But am I going to like it more just because of the schedule alone? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing that I'm excited about. Like just because I don't know. It just, and a lot of my buddies kind of understood, like they got it when I told them, like, yeah, like I was telling my buddy who's one of the leaders at work. And I just told him, I was like, yeah, I just put my 2 weeks in. He's like, oh shit. He's like, what? And I was like, I didn't tell you. And he's like, no, cause I kind of kept it low key. I wasn't going to make like a Coach K like farewell tour. Like, hey, let me make this all about me for these last 2 weeks. So I told my boss, like, don't tell anybody. I'll tell people like on my own time. I don't want to make it a big deal. And so I've just been slowly telling people like here and there, like, yeah, I put in my 2 weeks a couple days ago. And my buddy, he was like, oh shit. He was like, you did? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I didn't tell you. And he was like, no. And I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, it got to a point where I was like, I can't do nights anymore, dude. I just straight up, like, there are some nights that go real smooth and like, I feel okay during the whole thing. And I think a lot of that is happening now because I know I'm done. So like now, like I don't have, there's no reason for me to have a shitty attitude because there's light at the end of the tunnel, basically.
Just a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, there were times even when I wasn't going to like get a new job where that still would happen. There'd be like these random really good nights, but there's also a lot of these really bad nights where just like nothing I'm listening to, like no podcasts are entertaining to me. Like music doesn't matter to me, where it's like, this is becoming a serious problem. Like I can't, like I rarely did I deal with stuff like this, like when I'm working during the day. So I know that, and he was totally cool about it. He's like, dude, he's like, if it's affecting your mental, like absolutely like bounce, like go figure something out that's going to work for you. And I was like, well, thank you. And then there's obviously some shitheads that are like, what the fuck's your problem? You've been doing this for a month. Like what's the deal? I'm just like, clearly you and I can't talk about stuff like this because I can already tell that you're not in touch with anything and of your already emotions.
Already putting that wall up to just not see eye to eye, dude. Some people wake up just wanting to look at the floor while you're looking, you know, them in the eye, and it just doesn't make sense.
For sure. And it's just like one of the things too that that I don't know if we talked about in the last episode, but just like being like, I get so in my own head sometimes about talking about shit like this. You know what I mean? Like, I get so in my head, like, about like me being so open and like when we have these conversations that men need to be having. And I'm not saying, and I'm not saying that like women don't need to be having them either, but I'm just like, obviously I normally have a lot of dudes on here and like, and it's good, but it's like, it's, we're moving into like a different era. And I, men just like, it's shit that if you don't get a grip on like learning how to talk out your emotions, it's just going to like a lot of other things in your life are going to suffer. So I don't know like how many, like I've seen like shit that it makes me, another thing like makes me kind of draw back, because I've seen shit on like TikTok or whatever, and it's only been a few things of like, and certain dumb shit on YouTube where like some women just don't fuck with guys like talking and being open about their emotions. So I'm just like, part of that is like, some of it I can barely understand, but other parts of me, I'm like, what's gonna happen to you if you settle down with some guy that doesn't know how to talk out and deal with his emotions? What do you think is going to happen when you guys start to struggle, like as a couple, like even a year in or a couple years down the road, and you think it's cringe to talk about feelings and emotions? Like, you think it's cringe for a man to talk, like to open up and be like that? Like, that gives you the ick, so to say,
right?
Dumb shit like that. And it's like, how do you think you guys are going to make it? Like, if you guys have a family, what the like, you think you're just going to not be able to talk to your spouse? Like, that's why, like part of me, like it's so in my own head, like, oh my God, like I'm so embarrassed about the shit that I'm talking about, or like me being open. But then the other part of me is like, I'm dealing with a lot of the shit head on. And like, I kind of got to be like a little bit proud of myself that like I'm dealing with it now, like, and just being open about it, where like, if I, once I ever settle down and I run into things with my wife in the future, I know I'm going to be able to sit down and talk these things out and not, and like not, and be able to deal with it. You know what I mean? And not saying that some of these guys that don't deal with their emotions can't figure it out. Cause like, I watched my dad basically deal with him and my mom, where my dad was like, I don't really show emotion ever.
Likewise.
And just watch that. And like, they still were able to, it wasn't smooth at all, but they were still able to make it work barely at times. But it's just one of those things where it's just like, I'm putting all this work in now to make it as easy on my future spouse as possible. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure like shit like this, like it's going to help with you enjoy whenever you guys run into stuff like in the future. You know what I mean? You can actually be a human being and talk to her and like relate to her. You know what I mean?
I mean, being relatively newly married still, I mean, we've been married since July 31st. So the year is coming up.
Yeah. But dude, congrats on the almost you. 1 year, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's incredible. I was that actually awesome. Just before my interview, I have the file on my computer of our wedding pictures. And I was just looking through, and I was looking at the pictures and like the emotion that was grabbed in the, like the best man speech and the groomsman speech and the bridesmaid. Dude. And I was fucking crying, you know, before my interview. Cause I was just like, when I tell you
so real.
That was like the happiest day of my life, like I know everyone says that, dude, it was like, it rained on our wedding day right after the ceremony. And like, that could have dampened anyone's spirits. No, dude, the scotch was flowing. The Coors Light was flowing. I was having an incredible time. So, and you know, speaking of what you're, you know, talking about, I'm an incredibly open person.
Yeah.
I do tend to get in my head. And I think the cool thing is, Joy knows that, and she knows how to approach that, because, you know, not always prying, like if I'm kind of reserved, prying isn't always the best thing. Like I'm thinking so damn hard about that speck on the ceiling, you know, it just doesn't even make sense what I'm thinking about half the time, but it's in there. And, you know, she does an incredible job at adapting and adjusting to, you know, where I'm at. So it just, she's got a really good level of emotional intelligence. And I think that comes from, you know, her really good self-awareness and empathy and things like that. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I've seen my parents do the same thing, you know, not fucking talk to each other and shut down. And, you know, I'm sleeping on the couch. I'll tell you, I've never slept on the couch, and I've been with her five, almost 6 years this year.
There we go.
You know, Because that's not how it works, man. You're going to be pissed at me and I'm going to sleep in the bed, or I'm going to be pissed at you and you're still sleeping in the bed. Yeah. Because I'm going to wake up tomorrow in a different mood and I'm going to love, you know, love on you and vice versa, you know?
Yeah. And I kind of pivoting a little bit to like for the last like little bit of the pod, I was just going to ask you like just like some stuff, some other stuff that Joy does that like really just like helps you like kind of, because we're obviously we're so heavily like men focused in this episode, but like kind of like turning it into like a different way. I don't know if this is like a good pivot point, but like with me, yeah. Just like real quick before you go into some stuff, it's just like like me like casually like dating and be like almost like I almost had a girlfriend before I went to Wyoming. Like there's just so much like low-key stuff that women do that like is so overlooked and so like not appreciated, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's like, so like, and a lot of the time that I've spent kind of like in my own head, you kind of think about that stuff. Like obviously we've kind of lived like two kind of different lifestyles with you, you know, finding Joy and like having your person mm-hmm. younger, where me like thinking I had somebody and me having so much shit that I needed to deal with before I could be in a legit like lockdown, like committed relationship.
Yeah.
And to like all like me doing like my casual dating and stuff. There's just been a lot of like women are so like underappreciated, like that it's wild. And like, so I just didn't know like some of the stuff like Joy does that like maybe that you kind of sometimes don't even notice that like mm-hmm. if you guys were to ever separate, you'd be like, holy shit, like how did I overlook that type of stuff that she was always doing for me type of stuff.
Right. I mean, so just, you know, we complement each other in our own way. So I'll put this out there. I'm the cooker. I'm the cleaner. I, you know, I'm very OCD about those things. I don't have OCD. I'm not going to self-diagnose. I don't like people do that.
Yeah.
But that's just my, you know, my OCD things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of my favorite things is I come home and, you know, she is like cleaning something up, like, because that stresses me out. You know, if I come home to a dirty house, it stresses me out. I come home every night after work. And like I said, I clean nonstop. So like in my head, I'm already thinking about it when I come home, because it's not her responsibility.
Yeah.
I take that on, you know? And so, you know, I come home and, you know, she's folding laundry or she started dinner, and this, I feel like I'm sounding like, yeah, I like my woman to do these things, but no, I do those things.
Yeah.
So it's super refreshing that, you know, she knows that, like, that's something that's going to help me out. Or even like, well, we're leaving somewhere and she's like, give me the keys, you know, I'll drive. Like, it's just those little things, you know, like, or even just little adventures. I like, she'll shoot me a text from All Trails with a new trail for us to go check out.
That's super dope.
And we go check it out, you know, and it's just those things like that. Or even, you know, say she uses, you know, my car instead of her car. I come back and, you know, it's filled up. That saves me the trip of having to go to the gas station in the morning before work. And it really is just like those little things where you're like, she, you know, he or she's going to like this, you know? So, I don't think there's a cut and dry answer. It just is what it is. You know, if you go to the gas station, I'm a candy fanatic. She comes home with two boxes of Junior Mints, I'm going to fucking freak out. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Good. It's also, I think you guys are so like good at knowing each other since you guys mm-hmm. have been together for so long. So it's like a lot of the stuff that you guys probably do for each other, you've been doing for each other for so, because I feel like you guys have just been always such a solid couple. Like you guys know, like you guys are for each other, which is super dope to see.
Yeah.
And
I didn't mean to cut
no,
you off.
Oh no, you're good. It's just like, it's just dope. Obviously not saying like you guys don't have any struggles or like, cause mm-hmm. obviously that's just not realistic. You're around somebody, you know, every night, like you're obviously going to butt heads at times, like you're living underneath the same roof. Like, so it's like shit like that. But I feel like you guys are just so good at like being the other's counterpart, to where it's like a lot of that stuff is just, it's just like, it's so low effort for you guys. Cause you guys are just like, yeah, no, it's like, mm-hmm. like, yeah, like it's just so easy for you guys to just like do nice things for each other, which is dope to see.
Yeah. I was going to say one last thing on that is being in the helping profession. I think an important aspect of our job is meeting the client where they're at. So, you know, Joy comes home. I'm reading her. She's a little pissed off, or, you know, the day didn't go that well. I'm going to drop down. I'm going to meet her where she's at. I'm going to understand that instead of, you know, me going up a little bit higher, putting that wall up and saying, yo, like, I had a bad day too.
Yeah. No, you're not the only fucking one that had a bad day.
Yeah. You know,
that kind of horse shit. Yeah.
That's not how it goes. You know, I'll have my bad day another day. Right now is about you.
Which is funny that you say that, because it's like, that's like some of the shit that like younger, like more impulsive B used to do. Like that's like a lot of like the shit that I deal with now is just because I'm like, in my core, I'm still the same goofy idiot that everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've done so much work to where it's like, unless you've talked to me recently, like if you've gone like a while without talking, you have no idea like what I'm about anymore. Like,
right.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, I can't worry about people stuck in old versions of me. You know what I mean? But I still get so wrapped up in that. It's something I'll probably deal with for forever. And it's one of those things where it's like, I want this to be just a happy, carefree, like funny podcast, but it's just like that isn't just who I am. I'm not just a funny guy that likes to have a good time anymore. If I don't talk about this shit, I'm going to explode.
Yeah.
And it's just like this, talking to friends of mine for free is a benefit enough to get me along until I can eventually start paying for actual like help again, because it's like that shit builds up and it's so expensive, and it's just like, obviously I still need to look into BetterHelp, and like I can get a huge discount through the creators that are always sponsored by it, but
yeah,
it's one of those things where it's like, this is helping me, and I know like some episodes are super funny and lighthearted, and that's cool, but I like the balance that this holds, and it makes me laugh that it's like that some people will look at this conversation that we had as two men and be like, this is so embarrassing. Like, listen to the shit they're talking about. It's just like, dude, like you can be embarrassed like all you want, but it's just like, you can tell how like comfortable we are. Like,
yeah.
Like in like how comfortable you are in your own like body and your skin, like in your own mind. It's like, same with me. Like I'm getting to that point now where it's like, you can make fun of me, you can say whatever, but like I said, like you can't tell me that I'm not me. And so it's, and I'm working on the shit that I like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not to give people shit that are like talking shit or giving me shit, but it's like, what are you doing? Like, are you actually like chasing something that you want to chase? And if you're not, why aren't you doing that? What's holding you back from it? And obviously I'm still holding myself back because I'm not posting anything on social media to like catch a buzz. TikTok, like I said, I keep saying that I'm not on social media, but TikTok is different. I'm not following a bunch of people from back home.
Yeah.
People don't act like themselves on TikTok a lot of the times. Like a lot of people like be like weirder, which I love about it. I love that like you don't know how these people are in real life. You have no,
my employer does not find my TikTok.
No. Either.
Yeah, I'll be
because they'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with this psycho?
Yeah,
like, I just like to record shit and be random. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to a lot of this shit.
I always see you and Cross on there, and I love it. I'm like,
yeah, I just saw his today or whatever, and I was just like, you're such a fucking rat. I love you. And so, because him and I are in a group chat, and then him and I play Warzone together like every day.
Yep.
And I just, every time his videos are so fucking dumb. But I will laugh at every single one. I'll tell him, because usually he'll send them in our group chat, and then I'll be like, "You're so fucking annoying." But I can't help but laugh at his, because I know who he is, and like I know him so well, and so like when he, because it's so funny to see him like be like express himself on TikTok a little bit differently, because he is a little bit more open, so it's funnier. And sorry, I got rid of the little fluffies on the top. I'm trying to make my own pop filter like a low budget.
It sounds good,
but as long as it sounds okay and it looks a lot better than
yeah.
All this is just a baseball like elbow wrap that I cut in half and put over the microphone. So like, hey, we're, man, like, we're real low budget, but we get
the budget will increase here soon.
We're that good. Is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. So it's just like, and we'll, like I said, we'll wrap with that. So you can go ahead and finish with like, if you want to go ahead and finish and just kind of give some advice for anyone kind of going through it right now, just kind of like off of what you and I have talked about, just go ahead and give your best kind of advice to anyone that might be still tuned in, which if you are still listening this deep in, I hope any of this shit helps you. Like I like, like I said, I hope any of this shit helps whoever's listening. I hope like a lot of my episodes, you can just feel how genuine I am. And a lot, like, I feel like a lot of the people that I have on are also, they get opened up when they come on here. I think me being, I've seen it happen with a lot of my best friends, me being so open has opened them up. And so like, I hope if you're a guy, even if you're a girl, I hope like it, like, to each its own, like both sides. I'm obviously down. I'm not just about helping men. Like I'm not one of those weirdos. Like, and so, yeah, no, if you just want to give some people some sound advice before we sound off here.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of times we're talking about, you know, therapy when you're at those lows, but you know, the best therapists in the world has their own therapist. So, you know, through those highs, I think it's important to carry that with you. And, you know, kind of just what I was saying earlier, it's all about the routine. I mean, my job, I had, you know, I probably took 7 different classes on burnout and social work. You know, there's burnout in every single thing you do. And it's all about that routine you build when you get home. You know, I look forward to hitting the gym. Yep. I look forward to making a kick-ass dinner. I look forward to hanging out with my animals and my wife. So, I mean, it's just all about those things. Make sure you're rewarding yourself too. I mean, it's work for a reason. You're not going to play, you know, all day. So come home after work. If that's, you know, your one beer, your nightcap, you know, your cigarette, I don't know, whatever the hell it is that keeps you going within reason, you know, get after it, because, you know, life is pretty crazy. Work is pretty crazy. It's super unexpected, and you got to make the most of the highs. It's a blessing that you get to come home every night, and it's a blessing you wake up every morning.
It's so true. And it's so overlooked. And it's just because it's like, it's something that you don't think about. Like, dude, like one of us could be gone later today. Like, right, wrong place, wrong time. That's just which is fucking insane. Like, if you really want to try to wrap your head around that, that whenever you are out on the highway, dude, like you are flirting with disaster potentially. Yeah. Like I said, like wrong place, wrong time. And you know, it's just shit like that, to where it's like, you really gotta, the more you think about that, like, one, don't make yourself go crazy, but it'll definitely humble you out. It'll definitely make you appreciate things a lot more, which is
great. Yeah. Things are so instantaneous. I mean, on the other side of things, you could walk into the coffee shop tomorrow and fall in love with someone.
Exactly.
And boom, there you go. And you know that, I mean, life's so unexpected. Your tire could fly off on the freeway, or you could
I'm going to every coffee shop in the area tomorrow.
Yeah, you better.
I'm going to since I'm off tomorrow, I'm going to every coffee shop here, in a walking radius.
When you come here, we are here.
I might never leave when I come and visit you.
We got 3 bedrooms.
Hey. You guys might not leave if you come here though, too. That's what
I know, dude.
I'm excited about the in-person episodes that we're gonna do, because those are gonna be dope.
I think so. They're gonna be badass, dude. I'm stoked. Thanks so much for having me on again,
dude. It's so easy to have you on. You're one of my favorite. Like, I know you and I, we always talk about it, but it's just like, you and I like weren't ever close growing up until this thing kind of took off. And then now it's just like, you're like one guy that I definitely confide in a lot of the time. Like, I'm always I'm always like, dude, like what, like, I got to see what Jason thinks about this. Like, I got to see, it's just like, but it's just, it's so crazy. And like, my heart feels so full right now because of not only you, but like other guys that like I've built this relationship up with now that like I didn't have with before. And it's just like, it's, and like some women too, that like I really lost connection with. They're like, I'm having these deep, like intellectual conversations and like finally like finding more and more of the real me, where like, it's like, now I'm going to go with like some things to sign off on. Like, absolutely. One thing that I keep hearing, and like I see it a lot with some of the people at my job now, is don't live to work, because like, dude, like time, like you think you have a lot of time, it goes by so fucking fast. Like, I'm already on my way to turn 27. That's disgusting. Now, obviously, am I in relatively good shape and, like, I'm healthy? Like, I could be way healthier, obviously, but, yeah, like, I'm healthier than the average person. So, like, but who knows? Right. Like, there are people that are that have worse hygiene and health than me that are probably going to live longer than me just because that's how the fucking dice rolls. Like, some people are just blessed. Some people are just blessed. So, but it's like, I don't know when I'm going to go. And you know, a lot of people don't. And so it's just like, do not, it doesn't matter what job you're at, you're fucking replaceable. Now don't like take that as like, I'm not going to do my job, but just like realize if you die and you are gone, they will have somebody in your position probably within a week.
Just do what you do with purpose still.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's just like, do not, if you're able to clock out and just leave work, just then do that. Do not worry about work outside of work if you don't have to at all. And if you do have to, try to manage it as best you can, do whatever you can to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, but another thing too. So it's like, so obviously work to live, don't live to work. And experiences over possessions to every single time. I promise you that trip you take with friends is going to be so much more to you than the fucking nice new car that you're going to struggle to pay off these next couple of years. And then, so it's just like, obviously I get the hype around the new car or like the new stuff,
right,
the cool new stuff and the facade to look like you're doing better than you are. Mm-hmm. I promise you saving that money and riding that shit car out till it dies and using that money on experiences is going to, it's going to pay for itself in happiness for you. And then another thing is, like we talked about earlier, whatever you want to work towards, even if it's something minor, have some sort of goal. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's just to lose a couple pounds, have some sort of goal, have something driving you at all times. Not to the point to where you're going to lose your mind, because like I said, we talk about it. I get insane that I'm like, why am I not pushing out a podcast episode every fucking day? Like that kind of stuff. It's like, do not burn yourself out because it's so not worth it. Like use, they take the small wins, like use every little win you can. And like, if you are off weekends, like I'm telling you, the partying is always going to be there.
Leave your phone at home and go look at some
mountains. Yes. Something, yeah. You know? Go outside. Reconnect. Like touch stuff outside. Go into nature. Mm-hmm. Feel yourself out in nature. Shit like that. Like try to almost like reset your own batteries. And just like if you want to work towards something, like what I'm trying to do now is like I have weekends off. Like I'm trying to use weekends now to build the life that I eventually want during the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like that type of shit to where it's like really sit down and like write out what you want and then see what the next 6 months you can do to work towards it and go from there. And
practice your mindfulness, you know, even go outside and ground a little bit. I know that seems like such a hippie thing to do.
It is, but it's so real. It is just literally going outside and going for a walk on the
barefoot,
block.
Barefoot, you know. Even grass. Just barefoot in the grass, that's, you know, it's such a refreshing thing to do. And realistically, it does reset, you know, whatever thing with the magnetic field. I'm not going to get scientific, so I don't know it all, but you know, you just stand out there and you take it all in.
And yeah, dude, like I said, we're going to cut it on that. And I appreciate you hopping on, my man.
Yeah, absolutely.